My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, I really, really am going to encourage you to give it a listen. Some very key things happened. In the first half hour, we had Dr. Syed Haider, who was with us, and we talked about the issue of the impact of the vaccines, mRNA. What is it? What does it do? How does it change your DNA? How is it lying dormant in your organs, waiting for an opportunity, and the percentage of people that are being reinfected, and this whole issue with monkeypox and so on, which are progressions that are going to activate the vaccine in the body. And every time you get a booster, it changes your DNA. Yes. And it makes you susceptible not only to getting the illness, but I hate to tell you this, it makes you susceptible to death.
Yes.
And so we talked about that. We talked with my guest, Dr. David Lowry. Pastor David Lowry. I'm just prophetically speaking that out there.
Yes, sir.
Pastor David Lowry. We talked with Pastor Lowry also about BLM and about the black community. And we're going to get more deeply into that right now. And I welcome Pastor David Lowry, my brother. And we are going to be doing some very powerful things together in the black community. We want, obviously we love everyone and we're focused on everyone. But right now there is a crisis in the black community that needs to be addressed, because Parkland Heights, as an example, did I get that right? Parkland Heights, Pastor?
Yes.
So Parkland Heights is an affluent area where shootings and these kinds of things don't generally happen, experienced a shooting, and it is a spillover, an outpouring, however you want to look at it, but it's an infestation that should tell us something about why it's so important that we address the root causes of those kinds of issues. And that's what we're talking about. And Pastor, I wanted you to get into your experience directly with BLM, its true mission, and its assault on families and on black families and destroying them.
Well, I want the American people to know this about Black Lives Matter. In 2013, I had an opportunity to be with a reverend friend of mine in Ben Harvin, Michigan. And so he had a relationship with Black Lives Matter. And so I was down Reverend Pinckney in Ben Harvin, Michigan. I was there to celebrate his birthday, and I was a keynote speaker, and they had Black Lives Matter there. And so when I met Patrice, It was as if oil and water, because we were sort of standing off with each other, and I was trying to figure out what they were doing that was so important that Barack Obama endorsed them, you know, with the Trayvon Martin thing. Mm-hmm. And so after I spoke with her for a little while, I started to do research on Black Lives Matter. And so I went to the website, and as I was reading the mission statement of the website, and this was out in the open, it was not hidden, it was not infiltrated in the other conversations, it was right out in the open. And what the mission statement said was, their only concern about black people were the transgenders, the queers, the gays, and all of that. And in the mission statement, it talked about how they no longer was going to put up with the conventional family, the family with a man and a woman and children. Their mission, and Black Lives Matter mission, and people can listen and watch and see what I'm saying is true. Their mission was to destroy the family structure, marriage between a man and a woman, and promote homosexuality across this country, just as they're doing now. And so when I read the mission statement, I started to put it out there on my show that, the truth be told, we started doing much more research. And after it got out in the open, they took the mission statement down and merged it and changed words to make it seem though that they actually cared about black people. And black people, I got to ask you one question. Out of all the killings that we've been through, our communities have been destroyed. You have never heard about Black Lives Matter coming to Chicago to go out on the west side or the south side and protest the shooting and killing of black men and women. You haven't, Black Lives Matter got over $2 billion doing this fake COVID thing, and yet not one penny has been reinvested into the black community. As a matter of fact, Patrice, who is one of the owners, has been spending the American taxpayer dollars buying foolish stuff, houses and cars and businesses, but not one time have they put one penny back into the black community. So I'm asking my community, the black community, I'm asking the white community, Hispanic community, when one of us is hurting, all of us is hurting. And so there's been a look the other way when things came to the black community. The white community looked the other way, the Hispanic looked the other way. But I can tell you this, we no longer can look the other way. The whites can't, Hispanics can't, because now that we see who the true enemy is, it's time for blacks and whites to unite, patriots to come together. We cannot give our families' lifestyles over to this lewd, abomination lifestyle. I'm asking people, God's people, to stand up and let us start organizing our own communities and push these things out. These things have to go. Black Lives Matter have to go. People, the Arabs in our community, burning up our stores, tearing our communities up, taking the dollars out. We have to become self-sufficient. We have to be the business owners in our own community. And if we don't, with other communities like the white community, Hispanic community, if they don't come in and work with us, a divided house can't stand. America is trying to divide us, take us off each by one until they finally get the original word of God out of this country that marriage between a man and a woman. And it's not between two men, it's not between two women, and it's definitely an abomination in God's eyes, and it should be in man's eyes too.
Well, and here's the statement. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that, and here's, mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. No mention of fathers, Pastor David. And then we foster a queer-affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. Folks, that what you're saying is we are eliminating the idea of a husband and a wife. We are eliminating the idea of a father and a mother. The belief that all in the world are heterosexual. Well, heterosexual is the norm. Heterosexual is God's purpose and God's plan. And anything outside of that is not of God.
It's an abomination.
Because it's destructive, because it breeds illnesses and disease because it breeds the kind of violence. It turns one over to what Romans calls a reprobate mind.
Reprobate mind, yep.
And when you understand what Romans 1 is saying, I mean, you know, read the latter part of Romans chapter 1, and it talks about, you know, those that are disobedient to parents, disrespectful, okay? I mean, think about what it is that you're watching in these neighborhoods where this has been embraced, where this is being pushed. Well, what exactly are they doing?
And I want to say this too. I want to let the American people know this for sure. Pastor Lowry does not have anything with gay folks. Let's be clear. I got a niece that I raised from a baby, and she decided she wanted that lifestyle. So it's not about me not being homophobic or any of those things that gays want us to believe. It's about being a man of God and standing on what God said, not about what man wants us to believe. And when God said marriage was between a man and a woman to reproduce on this earth, and that lifestyle of homosexuality was an abomination, then that's what it is. And that's why the homosexuals have tried to push God out the country. They've continued to act as if though God doesn't exist. And the fact of the matter is this, for acceptance, they want to promote this unnatural lifestyle as a normal.
Well, you know? it's because you're giving into, and this is why, and if you go to my website, you can watch the documentary about from Stonewall, I've forgotten the two entity, but basically it's about what happened at the bar in New York where they say that all of this began, and the reality of what was going on in the neighborhoods, the young men that came from the Midwest that when they got off the train, the homosexuals that were there, predators, drugged them, took them into the men's room, raped them, and then turned them into male prostitutes. The families that were being run out of the neighborhood there, and the whole issue. And then Ed Koch, who was a Democrat, not a Republican, but Ed Koch is the guy that sent the police in to help the families to take back over because the merchants and the families were being run out by the rampant acts of sex that were being perpetrated in the neighborhood.
And let me say this to the gay population. This is not your first rodeo. This is not the first time you tried to attempt to throw God out of somewhere and take over and promote your lifestyle. This is not the first. The first was Sodom and Gomorrah. And for the gays who say, oh, well, no. Sodom and Gomorrah, it was the same thing that you just talked about, how angels were sent there because God said, I need one man before I destroy the town. And there was only one, and that was Lot. That was Abraham's nephew. And so when they got out of the town, to the gays now, you promoted yourself and you pushed yourself like you're pushing in America right now to take God out of our lives because you don't have him in yours. You need to stop talking about Jesus and grace. You are not under grace. Grace is when you sin, you repent, and then God gives you grace for repenting. He doesn't give you grace to say, well, Lord, forgive me, but then you go and continue your homosexual lifestyle. Grace doesn't work like that. So if you keep thinking that you're under grace and that you're under grace and you remain homosexual, you're not under grace. You haven't repented. And that's what's going to be necessary for you to see the kingdom of God is to repent. And so if this is the whole problem and this whole misconception thing that Black Lives Matter has promoted, like I said, it was done with Barack Obama. It was done with all the Democrats and those weak Republicans who forgot that God said marriage between a man and a woman. And to the Black community, our community is in shambles. We have no economics. We have nothing. And yet we allow these folks to come in to make millions and trillions of dollars off of and don't do any reinvesting. And that's why we're in this condition. So I'm letting American people, the American people know this. When one of us hurt, we all hurt. And I would say this to all other Americans. We can see that it's not about us. It's not about the racists that's destroying this country. It's the government. It's the Satan worshipers. It's the homosexuals. It's all the deviants that come against God that are trying to destroy this country. And it's just time for pastors across the country who believe in God, who have not accepted the homosexual lifestyle. It's time for pastors like Pastor Greg, me, other pastors that I know who believe in God to come together and create the body of Christ. And we are in wartime. Yep. And stand.
We need
to push this out.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Off. Hey folks, I apologize. I'm having a difficult time finding some things on my computer. Just as an example, I have the documents. Okay, so it's coming up as a Spreaker. Interesting. I have the documents on here that specifically address BLM and screenshots, actual screenshots that I took of, you know, of what BLM wrote on their site. And for whatever reason, I'm not being able to find those things, but it's from Selma to Stonewall is the video. I will get that back up on my site. It's up on my Rumble, from Selma to Stonewall by Eric Holmgren, and it's really insightful. But let me read this to you, Pastor Dave. We were talking about this in the break. So this is Romans chapter 1, verse 28. For even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And that goes to the speech about your, what your pastor said as well.
Well, and now to the American people, what Pastor Greg just read to you is the word of God. It never changes. And that's why organizations like Black Lives Matter, that's why Obama and all of them tried to push God out of this country, just for that very reason, that now some of the American people have accepted this lifestyle, which is an abomination. And so we, as men and women of God, we have to stand on the word of God and be able to assist, go out in the byways and highways and educate our people and reaffirm that Christ sent the Holy Spirit for us to live by. So once we do that, then we can see changes. But until then, the church has really suffered, because with the homosexuals in the church, pastors changing the word of God to fix what society wanted to say, then that's why we're in this condition. And the American people need to really look at ourselves and look at what's going on. We can see the homosexuals in the schools and how they've taken over the commercials. You can't even relax and watch a television show without two men in front of our children. And just think about this. Back in the day, in movies, they never even showed two people in the bed together.
Right. Well, the messaging, I mean, you're right. You know, television, my wife and I, we were driving back yesterday and we were talking about, you know, how the movies these days, you can't watch a movie that doesn't have some kind of messaging, signaling, political, whatever, that is just radical. And Disney has come out and been identified as specifically, you know, they're pushing this. They're pushing trying to pervert your kids and to get your kids to consider a perverted lifestyle.
Well, that's the reason, Pastor Greg, that it's so important that the people listen to this show and really pay attention. The fact that the homosexuals went after our children in the schools, where they're in there now, and they're trying to teach our children how to be homosexuals, pedophiles, and yet they're using the disguise of health education to do these things. And so there's so many families now that are experiencing that the American people should be fed up. We should be fed up with all of this. It's not our lifestyle. They're taking away our rights. And if our people, and this is what God said, if my people would just stand up, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and save them in the land. So I'm asking Christian brothers and sisters,
repent.
Let us push this gay stuff to the side. Let us get God back in front of our lives.
Amen.
And return to the family structure, a man, marriage between a man and a woman.
Amen. Back with more right after this. Coming up, Kenneth Raposa joins us. What about China and their economy? Are the failed financial institutions in China going to impact America? Back with that right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome you to the program. And I thank you so much for tuning in and listening. We've got a great half hour set up for you here, and I'm very pleased to welcome to the program. He is an industry analyst for the Coalition for a Prosperous America and a staff foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, senior contributor to Forbes covering China since 2011. And he's been on the program a number of times. Always enjoy our conversations. Pleased to welcome to the program Kenneth Raposa. Ken, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me back, Pastor Greg.
My sincere pleasure, sir. My sincere pleasure. Well, there's some big stuff going on you were just talking to me about that's going to be impacting a farm near us. And, of course, what impacts farmers impacts our grocery stores, and everybody's talking about the rise in prices as it relates to food costs anyway. Talk to me about what's being considered and the effects of that.
Absolutely. So you've all seen, I'm sure, the crisis that started in the Netherlands, where they created these policies to make it more difficult for farmers to grow food and raise cattle. And this is all under the guise of climate policies to lower the number of phosphates and nitrogen and methane, you know, because methane, cows produce methane just like we produce methane, but thousands heads of cattle on a property produce it more than you and I do. So this has caused a crisis in the Netherlands, where you have protests going on now spreading to Germany and Italy. We have this coming to the United States because the Securities and Exchange Commission, they have their own ESG policy. ESG, for those who don't know, it stands for Environment, Social, and Corporate Governance. Mm-hmm. And that's the policy that's promoted mostly by large banks and bank advocacy groups and associations to basically control how people spend money in the guise of protecting the environment. And I'm sure some of them believe they are protecting the environment. I'm sure some of them believe that. But that's the ultimate goal. As J.P. Morgan once said, there are two reasons for everything: a good reason and the real reason. And the SEC's rule on climate policy will make it so that if you're a rancher, let's say, with cattle or pigs, you might be in a position tomorrow, which this policy goes into effect 2023, unless it is killed, by the way. If you're a rancher, and which is discussed by the company who buy your meat, that you're spreading too much, you're spreading too much nitrogen, or you got too much methane. We got to lower our methane from our suppliers, and that includes you, Mr. Rancher. We got to lower our methane because of the climate. So maybe you need to lower your cattle count. You need to have less cattle. Maybe you need to, who knows? I don't know. Put diapers on cows. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's going to be a higher cost for these guys to maintain their farm. Some of them might just sell out their farm or become serfs to a big corporation that runs the farm, or they just, again, might just sell it. So this is a problem. We see what's happening in Europe, and this policy, supposedly this rule, goes into effect in 2023 and 2024. We'll see how it goes. We have some attorney generals across the country that have said they will sue for it, including in farm states, okay. And we have some members of Congress who are against it, others who are for it.
And the whole idea is that cattle flatulation is somehow dramatically changing the climate, and so therefore we need to reduce the amount of flatulation by either changing what they eat or eliminating the size of these herds.
Absolutely. You know, listen to how Europe speaks about this, because this is how... this is where it comes from. You know, methane, of course, is produced by natural gas. Europe is worried about methane, but methane is also produced by, as you just mentioned, cows,
mm-hmm.
okay, and livestock. So they talk about methane insofar as it relates to natural gas, but believe me, they're also talking about how it relates to farming. Of course, there's an issue with big corporate farming. Nobody likes to see cattle all squished together in a metal bin and eating corn. We like to see them roaming in the grasslands and stuff like that. That's how Americans like to see their animals treated,
mm-hmm.
by and large, right?
Sure.
So there is perhaps a problem, we could say, with those big corporate industrial farms, right? Maybe we should split them up and make them be smaller farms. But
So those guys, we could say, are bad guys. But the SEC rule on climate policy is a one-size-fits-all. So it might be targeting those big commercial farms where the cattle are all squished in together in a pen eating corn, okay? But it will also affect the guy who's got 500 or 100 head of cattle somewhere in Oklahoma or in Massachusetts raising dairy farm, or having a dairy farm. It will also affect them as equal.
Who can't necessarily make certain adjustments or pay attorneys to be able to fend off certain regulators or what have you. And so this is how these larger entities are going to gobble up the mom and pop shops and the smaller farms and so on and ranches and what have you. And I mean, this is historically, this is what socializes your country, is when you lose the small, you know, the small grocers, the small mom and pop businesses. I mean, America has been strong and has been built, Kenneth, on these kinds of small business owners and on the opportunities that presents for those that are coming up and saying, hey, now it's my turn. I want to start a small business. I want to, you know, take a shot at the American dream. Well, now these kinds of policies, and it seems to me like this is like, I mean, for this, we're talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission. This seems way outside of their normal function, right? I mean, to me.
Correct.
Hello? I mean, wait a minute.
Yes,
what?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And many members of Congress have written letters because there's a period that started last fall where, you know, it's a comment period, right, where people write letters and say, I support it, I don't support it. Well, I perused most of those letters, didn't read them all. There are hundreds of them. But I can tell you this. Most of it, favor of these policies, mostly all the letters, except those that are written by, you know, some individual name that I didn't click on to see who the person was. It might have been just someone like you and I, right, who just adding their 2 cents.
Right.
But most of the ones who were attached to either a member of Congress or a group, a company, they were all in favor of it. Again, with the exception of members of Congress and attorney generals, that was mixed. A lot of attorney generals were against it. The California attorney general, they were all for it.
Okay.
But the guys were in favor of it. All banks, all investment funds, all the big ESG guys, all the big climate change investors, 90%. World Economic Forum, all the big financial stability board type guys, the guys who are monitoring the financial markets in the Western world, those guys from London, from Europe, all of them, they all commented, they all love it. So where it comes from, it's banks, it's bankers in Wall Street, right? And big organizations and have members of all these, with these bankers are members of this organization.
Yeah.
That are saying, this is a great idea. I'm not sure that Americans, or anybody for that matter, just look at what's happening again in Europe with the Netherlands and Germany and Italy now.
Right.
I'm not sure if you ask the man on the street if they would like Wall Street or Goldman Sachs or an undisclosed, you know, asset manager they never heard of with $20 billion under management telling them where they can get their food, what kind of food they should eat, whether or not they should be eating the mealworm burgers or an Angus beef burger. I don't think they would
side
with the banker crowd.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they would side with the banker crowd.
Well,
but that's the crowd that drives it. That is the crowd that drives it 100% or close to it.
And again, I mean, we're talking the Securities and Exchange Commission's function when it was created was to monitor fraud within the stock exchange, not to create policies that are going to, you know, impact, again, like you said, you know, how you live your life. I'd also like to flip to you for a second and ask you a little bit on this whole ESG thing. And I've had my friends from the Free Enterprise Project, you know, who are pushing back against this and trying to make Americans aware of the fact that there is a corporate scoring system now called ESG, and basically if you don't toe the line now with regards to their social engineering and the different things like that, you may not be able to do business in the United States after too much longer.
Correct. And that is why companies like Tyson Foods and Unilever is not really a animal protein company, they're sitting back and they're investing and they're getting money from these banks, these investment firms, these investment right. funds that I mentioned, okay, Bank of America. They're getting it from foundations, maybe even famous ones like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or whatever it's called now. They're getting money from those guys to invest in, you know, synthetic meat, meat alternatives, whatever it may be, right? Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Some of it's fine. Some of it, you know, a little dystopian. Because they know that that's where the banks are telling them that they're going to put their money. They're going to invest right. in that sector. They're not going to invest in or maybe even insure your cattle ranch. So this is a problem because this is what they do to make their ESG level look so, you know, so stunning to investors.
And here's the thing, and we're going to go into this break, but here's the thing. Look, capitalism is predicated on investment. The investment bankers and all this, the system itself. The issue is not the system. The issue is not capitalism. The issue is the driving forces and what it is now and how it has been taken over by these progressive socialistic ideas and what they're trying to do to create social construct instead of simply create wealth and opportunity, which is what they're for. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Kenneth Raposa. And he has been an expert for many years. Since 2011, he's been covering China for Forbes magazine. He's also a correspondent, foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal and an industry analyst for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. You know, we've been talking about the domestic side, and obviously that's, you know, critically important. ESG, the scoring system, we kind of let out of the break with a little bit of that, but I want to change gears for just a minute to talk about what's going on in China. The Biden administration's talking about lifting tariffs. You've got runs on banks that we're seeing over there in China. A lot of people have suggested that China is not economically as strong as others might portray them as. Talk to me a little bit about the impact of China's economic challenges. How does that impact the relationship with us? And does it accelerate, I guess, their aggression towards America?
Okay, there are two things happening, maybe three, and I'll make a bullet point on them. So, sure. Number one, China's zero COVID policy has been kind of a disaster, right? I mean, it's been a little bit better than ours insofar as their lockdown policy was more or less catered to one city at a time, right? Whereas the United States, the whole economy was shut down. But again, if you shut down Shanghai, the world's busiest port, it becomes a problem. So we could talk about the reasons why they did it. Some of it might have been zero COVID. Some of it might have been to piss off the West because they know that the prices of goods are going to go higher because of demand and the supply is going to be constrained and they could ruin the West on inflation. They could cause inflation because of those issues. So we could also argue a lot of it was done on purpose with zero COVID as an excuse. Okay. However, they shot themselves in the foot on that because many Chinese have felt that the social contract they had with the state has been broken as their lives have been upended, as we've seen with Evergrande real estate company that went bankrupt. You've seen some bank runs, and that's not really an ongoing thing as far as I know in China. And now we're seeing is investors are saying, you know, there's no good reason for me right now to put money into China because of I can't trust their zero COVID policy. I don't know when they're going to lock down again. Yeah, the price is right because, you know, again, Wall Street just thinks about prices, right? What's the stock price? Do I buy it at this level? Do I sell it at that level, right? That's right. The main thing and the future.
Right.
And geopolitics looks bad. So they shot themselves in the foot with the zero COVID. Wall Street doesn't like China, not as bullish on China right now. That means less money flowing into China. That makes China a little less unattractive and maybe makes them a little worried because, of course, China is dependent in a lot of ways on Western capital flowing in, whether that is Western capital from Goldman Sachs or whether that is Western capital from Intel and Tesla building a factory there. They are very much dependent on that growth story for them because their market is an export market more than consumer market.
Which is an interesting thought process to wrap your mind around when you consider that there are a lot of people who have suggested that we are, dependent on China. And so therefore, you know, we better be careful. We don't want to make them mad at us or make them angry with us. And that's kind of the argument about, you know, the whole tariff situation, as I understand part of it. And yet what you're suggesting is that, actually the reality is that China's pretty dependent on America as it relates to, you know, us importing from them and cash flow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a codependence there. Mm-hmm. There's a deeply enmeshed relationship. That's why it's very difficult to
unwind
detangle from China.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was something that was designed from the 80s onward, you know, from the Western policymakers wanted to make China the American and the Western world's manufacturing hub. They built the infrastructure, they lent them money, you know, and, you know, China was a Happy Meal toy making economy in the 70s and 80s when we grew up. That's all they did. They made cheap sneakers and Happy Meal toys and Christmas lights. And now look what they make. You know, they have TikTok. They, you know what I mean? They're doing everything that we can do. You know, everything we can do, China can do. So, or for the most part. As far as the tariffs go, you know, Robert Lighthizer, who is the U.S. trade representative under Trump, he wrote an op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal pushing back against the White House's rhetoric that they might remove some tariffs on China
right.
in order to decrease inflation, which will have a minimal impact anyway, because tariffs would have been in place since 2018. Inflation go crazy because of it.
Right.
So it's unlikely that tariffs are going to change. Tariffs are, I mean, inflation is high now because of oil, because of gas, because of food. We don't import any of that stuff from China. So it's really irrelevant.
Right.
So yeah, on China, on the dependent side is that, you know, how's China economy going? China economy isn't going as well as it has gone because it shot itself in the foot with zero COVID. That's the main thing.
Okay.
But China's not a market economy though, Pastor Greg, right? I mean, China is a technocratic, top-down, managerial elite. You know, the experts are in charge and they can just pump money into the economy. They can shut things down. They can start things up again. They can build bridges to nowhere. And that's what China does. And that's probably what China does best. So, you know, you can't say that, oh, China's economy is terrible. Okay, well, it might be terrible now. All of a sudden, next month or next quarter, it's growing at 8%. Why? Because the government's just whipping money around and, again, building bridges to nowhere or doing whatever. They don't have the same constraints that we have.
Well, no, and
so I'm never of the mind that China is dying. You know, people have been talking about, you know, China's economy is imploding. I'm never of that mind that China's economy is imploding. I mean, it might. I mean, anything can happen. You know, when you're dealing with complex systems, anything can happen. But I'm not of the mind that China is, you know, going down the toilet. You know, I mean, this is not a normal economy. This is a Frankenstein monster, and it can turn on the switch and do a lot of things that, you know, Brazil certainly can't do, or, you know, Europe certainly can't do.
Yeah. Well, and
never cut them out, in other words.
Right. Well, and to that end, I guess that that also raises the question of, you know, and you mentioned it, you know, in the 70s and the 80s, you know, we helped them to create the infrastructure that they're using. Now it seems to me that they are somewhat shooting themselves in the foot with what they did with Hong Kong. That has not gone well. They've kept a lot of that out of the news, but you're an analyst. You look at these kinds of things. Talk to me about what you're seeing and how much damage and devastation was done by China and to China by their continued actions in Hong Kong.
Okay. I might anger you or anger some of your listeners.
I don't know.
But I'm going to say minimal. Say minimal. Because look, you have, it depends what lens you look at this through. So let's look at this through a Wall Street lens, right? So now, if you are a firm, let's say you're HSBC or whatever, a big, you know, global
right.
bank, and your headquarters is in Hong Kong. Okay, now, here's where the problem lies there. All of a sudden, I'm just sort of just another city like Shanghai. I do have a different currency. The currency is pegged differently to the dollar. So that's interesting. I lived here all my life. I got all my clients here. But there's a lot of uncertainty around here, a lot of uncertainty around my business. So a lot of those companies have closed. A lot of those Hong Kongers have left. They've taken asylum in other countries. They moved to London. Some of them moved to the United States. Some of them moved to Australia. Okay? So there's been a little bit of a brain drain. I don't know how severe it has been. I know of I don't know of any investment banks other than HSBC that have actually shed some people. So they're still hanging on. You know, they're not thriving. They're not thriving, but they're hanging on. Business as usual, I would say, within quotation marks. Because things have changed and they're still trying to figure out the land.
Well, there's a new landlord, so you got to figure out how to deal with the new landlord.
Exactly. So yes, Hong Kong is being treated as just another mainland city, but at the same time, it has different rules, it has different regulations, and it has a different currency. Mm-hmm. So for some of the banks that are there, it's still very interesting to be in Hong Kong because of those those reasons. You are a gateway to China, and you have the same things you always love, the Hong Kong dollar and, you know, So they're still there for that reason.
Right.
And also, to compare Hong Kong to another situation in China, let's look at the Uyghur Muslims, you know, and the detentions there as part of, you know, China's war on terrorism, which some may argue is quite legitimate. In fact, the United Nations argues that it is quite legitimate as well.
Let me just say relative to that, you know, I'm on the board for the Save the Persecuted Christians, and the Uyghur situation is brought up to us quite frequently. My challenge there is that in India, where I do a tremendous amount of ministry, especially in northern India, where I'm kind of a standalone relative to that, the Uyghurs are the ones that come into my, you know, churches in Jammu and Kashmir and kill Christians. So I'm like, hey, sorry, but you guys are like not good guys. You're kind of bad people and you do bad things. And I'm directly impacted by it because my pastors are crying out saying the Uyghurs are killing us. Anyway, all right, we got to jump. Kenneth Raposa, prosperousamerica.org. Be sure and check it out. Greetings, Chosen Generation.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And we
thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.